Alaskan black bears do not hibernate in the same way as other smaller mammals, and an understanding of how they achieve their winter's rest may actually help to improve medical care and open the door to deep space travel. Hibernation is a very useful behaviour in challenging environments. By slowing the metabolic rate, an animal is able to cut its energy costs dramatically and survive a harsh winter on bodily reserves alone. In general, metabolic rate slows by 50% for every 10 degrees Celsius drop in body temperature. Most of the hibernating animals studied so far have been things small mammals like hedgehogs. Larger animals like bears have been a lot harder to study due to the technical limitations. But now, researchers at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, along with colleagues from Stanford University, have had a unique chance to study five Alaskan bears captured by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game as nuisance animals. Oyvind Toyen and colleagues allowed the bears to hibernate in artificial dens, which were kitted out with infrared cameras, activity detectors and other remote sensing devices, and they monitored them throughout 5 months of hibernation. They measured oxygen concentration in the air as a marker of metabolic rate, and they surgically implanted radio transmitters inside the bears to report on body temperature and heart activity. Now, this allowed them to see that black bears actually reduce their metabolic rate to just 25% of its normal level, despite actually staying quite warm, around 33 degrees on average. Their heart rate dropped from around 55 to just 14 beats per minute, but they showed marked sinus arrhythmia, variation in frequency relative to breathing. This suggests that the bears have a mechanism in place to divorce metabolic rate from body temperature, allowing them to spend very long periods without eating, without drinking, without defecating, but without the need to be cold. On leaving hibernation in spring, the bears did not instantly return to their high metabolic rate as you might expect. It actually developed over the next 2 to 3 weeks of activity. Now also, unlike us humans who lose muscle and bone during a period of activity, bears do not seem to suffer any muscle or bone density loss. So as well as improving our understanding of how large animals like bears cope with harsh conditions, this could help us to develop some novel medical interventions. Brian Barnes, the senior author of the study, said, "If we could discover the genetic and molecular basis for this protection, there is the possibility that we could derive new therapies and medicines to use on humans to prevent osteoporosis, prevent atrophy of muscle, or even to place injured people in a type of suspended or reduced animation until they can be delivered to advanced medical care." It may sound like science fiction, of course, but suspended or reduced animation is also exactly what we're going to need to send humans on very long missions to try and get outside of our solar system.